Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, I know he can. It's all right. Yeah. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Yeah. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right.
Bye.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, God bless everyone. Sister Gloria, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Hi, how are you?
Okay. I'm sorry about that. We were having some technical problems. I want to make sure that I was heard. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right, everyone. I'm back now. Amen. We were having some technical problems here, but... But praise the Lord. All right, now, as I was saying, amen, that God can do anything. Hallelujah. And as I was also saying, that if the most miraculous event that ever happened in all times was the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you know the story. Amen, how he gave birth, amen. Well, how, I'm reading some notes, but how the Virgin Mary was able to give birth to the Son of God. And remember, she was a virgin, amen. And so, therefore, that is miraculous. Well, we're going to have a scripture reading right now from Missionary Taylor. We're going to give her a moment, amen, and then we'll bring her in. And then, you know, what we're going to do, we thank everyone for praying, amen, for us, amen. We just never forget your prayers and your love for us, amen, for checking on us to see how we're doing, part of life, amen. You have your ups and you have your downs, and we're talking about in our health, amen, but we promise you that we're going to get better. As you know, I'm nonstop. I have to be, my boys have to be completely gone and just don't have the strength to be able to, amen, to continue to do the work for the Lord. But I thank God, amen. I'm not 100%, but amen, I'm here with you. And I thank God for all of you that are here. Amen. So we're going to see if Missionary Taylor is ready yet. Okay, and I'm going to turn the mic over to her for a scripture reading. Okay, the mic is open.
The Lord will be your rear guard. God bless the listeners, the hearers, and the doers of the word. Amen.
Yes, Missionary Taylor, could you please read that one more time?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
The word is coming from Isaiah 58:8. then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we didn't beat our way through the technical problems that we were having here. And so we thank the Lord for my wife, Missionary Taylor, amen, that she's pushing through her illness, and everything is going to be in divine order. Amen. So continue to pray for us, amen, as we pray for all of you all as well. We want to let you all know that you're always in our prayers, and that we truly love you. Greater things have been ready to happen for Praises of Emmanuel Ministries, and we just pray that you would walk with us through this journey, amen, that you can be able to celebrate with us, amen, the greater things that God is getting ready to bless us with, amen. So we all are victorious together in this. No one should be left behind in having their victory. It's very important to have a frame of mind of being a winner and not a loser. And, you know, that is one of my, I imagine, best, or let's say pet peeves, I would put it that way, is because it appears that although we have come so far as a people, and yet we have so far to go. It is though that all that our ancestors had to suffer, and for us to be able to reap the benefits of the blood, sweat, and tears that they shed for us and bled for us, that so many of our, amen, is taking it for granted. Amen. Not voting, things like that. Not going to school. Amen. There are jobs that's out there, and a lot of our people can't even, amen, pass the urine test. Amen. To even have the job, to get the job. And there was a time where we were in slavery, wasn't getting paid for the hard work that we do. And now that there's work out here, and believe me, there are. Amen. We was just listening to on the news that they having Chrysler's and all the different corporations are having job fairs, and they're looking for people. Matter of fact, we're having another brand new stadium for the Red Wings, which is a hockey team that is going to be built in the Detroit area. And they said that they're looking for people to work, and they can't find them. So, hallelujah. We just need to continue to pray for our people as a whole. Amen. What we're going to do, we're going to open up our mics for those who have your trivia. Amen. And we'll see what you have. First of all, we're going to say hello. The last four digits is 2324. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop Taylor and First Lady Rita. So glad that you are doing better, Rita. I love you. And bless everyone on the air with us. May God just with lots of peace and love and happiness and joy. Let me see. Well, I'm supposed to read. I don't even know. 12. I'm going to take the number 12 because me and Nita kind of divided it up.
Good.
And this was his 12 disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take 7. I found 3 or 4 different things that 7 was in, like God rested on the seventh day, Genesis 2:2. Revelation, I found 1:4, the 7 churches and 7 spirits. And then I found in one, there was a beast that came up out of the sea with seven heads.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have been doing some researching.
Yeah. Nita's going to read 3 and 40.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sister Davis. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Bishop Taylor, and bless you, and we love you both.
Thank you. We love you all, too.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, I was on Sister Davis, and we want to also say hello to Sister Giselle. God bless you.
Hi, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor. How are you? And all the saints that's on the line. I'm going to tell you and Rita now that if you all don't get well, I'm going to have to come over there and babysit y'all. And y'all don't want me to do that.
Well, thank you. Well, believe me, we want to get well right now. Thank you. I do appreciate that. I know she does, too.
Yes. Okay. For the trivial 3. John 2:19. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rise up."
Yes. Yes.
John 2:19 and 40. Matthew 4:2.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. You're truly welcome, Sister Tavera. Amen. And now we bring back our own Sister Gloria. Welcome back to Detroit.
Thank you. Good evening, Bishop Taylor. Good evening, Sister Rita. I hope you're feeling better. And I just wanted to say thank the Lord for, you know, getting back to Detroit safely. And I didn't tune in last Wednesday, so I didn't get the tribute. I'm sorry. But, you know, I've been having a lot of things going on. But everything is okay. So I'm just making I'm here with my family. Thank you.
I know.
And,
you're welcome.
Thank you. And feel better, you and your wife. Feel better.
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And 2429, God bless you. Good evening.
God bless you, Bishop. I don't know what happened to my phone. All I heard was a 4, and then I heard a 9. So I didn't know who you were talking to me. So I'm waiting on you to say my name. You didn't ever say my name. I said, well, maybe it wasn't me. Maybe it was somebody else. You know how that sometimes kicks in sometimes, but I just want to say hello to the two of you. God bless both of you, and I love y'all. And tell Rita, I don't know if she got my message for a diet. I just put her on a diet, and I want her to follow the diet, but I'm praying for her, and I thank God she's feeling better. But I'm like Sister Zara now. I'm gonna have to catch me a bus to come down there because y'all ain't eating right. Y'all just like, what's wrong with y'all? But Sister Davis and Sister Zara, they did quite a few of them, and I'll just do one for the 4. Where Jesus told Moses to build an ark because he was going to bring flood on and it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
That's right.
So I can give everybody else a chance to be in on it, you know, because I don't want to give up all of them. But there and Davis, they didn't gave the majority of them, but it's still some more for 3, though.
So,
I'm gonna let somebody else have a chance to do some of the threes, and I think it's one more for 40. So you know, I know. So yes, you do.
Amen.
I haven't forgot you guys. I love y'all, and I will be sending something there soon. for my trip and for my reservation and everything in August, and also send something for the ministry.
Okay.
So, tell your brother I said hello. Okay, and give Rita a hug for me and tell her I'm going to have to whoop her because she ain't taking care of herself.
Okay.
I'm going to get her.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for your love. Amen.
All right.
Amen. That was Evangelist Millie Moore from the state of Indianapolis, Indiana, Indianapolis. And we also have on air, we're going to say good evening. The last four digits in your number is 0569.
Yes. I want to thank you for allowing me to listen to your message, and God has truly blessed me, and I just want to give him thanks for all the things that he's done for me on a daily and yearly and monthly and you name it basis. And this, I'm just glad to be here listening to the Word of God.
Amen. Glad to have you. God bless you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And we have 5393. God bless you this evening. All right. Well, that's okay. We thank you for tuning in. Amen. And 6155, God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, Bishop, you and your lovely wife. I'm calling in to say to everyone, to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day, and remember to wear that crown of glory that God gave you to be a mother.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
And God bless you too, Sister Carol. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we have another guest just called in. That's 8008. God bless you this evening.
Hey, God bless you, Bishop and Sister Taylor. This is Jennifer calling in. Haven't been on in a while.
God bless you.
Just calling and get back in.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, Sister Jennifer. God bless you.
You too.
Amen.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're truly welcome. Amen.
Okay.
And that's our own Sister Jennifer. Amen. Amen. We've seen her earlier today. We was at a memorial service for my brother's Deacon Clifford Johnson. His mother had passed. So we're going to remember the Johnson family. Amen. For the grieving that they're going through for the transition of his mother. Amen. And one thing that I can say that I have observed about my brother is, and his wife, Cynthia Johnson, that they taken his mother in and took care of her, amen, until she made her transition. And, amen, my hat is off to both of them. Amen. That wasn't an easy task to do, but they was doing it because that's who they are. And it takes a strong family. Hallelujah. Family is so very important, my people. It takes a strong family to be able to go through the storms of life. Amen. Amen. And there are a people that is trying to tear our families apart. Believe that. Please believe that. Amen. Teach your children and your grandchildren to always watch, amen, around them. Amen, to carry themselves in a dignified way. Amen, so that, you know, the land, the trouble in the land now is that there's a law, an unwritten law, that's to kill all of the much black males as you can. Amen, and it's not the Klan that's doing it. Amen, these are people who are wearing a badge. And you never know, they still can be part of the Klan. But that is the wave of violence that is going on in this country. So we pray also for peace in this country, in every city of Boston, amen, that is in the city of Boston, and all of the cities, Detroit, all of the cities, just the whole cities in in this United States of America, hallelujah, that the spirit of peace, that the churches will come together and pray for what needs to be prayed for. Amen. Amen. Pay attention to what's going on and pray and do whatever that they can, hallelujah, so that there would be peace in the land. All right. Well, I want to congratulate everyone for your research, amen, and your tributes. I've got a few things to also to bring with you as I've done my research. And I said that numbers have a big significance in our lives where we usually take it for granted, but you was born at a certain time of the year. I was born June the 18th. Some of you was born in different months. Amen. But it wasn't by, how you say, by mistake that we are born at a certain time of the year. And I'm not speaking about the, you know, horoscope or your sign or nothing like that. What I'm trying to say is that God is instrumental, amen, in everything that goes on mathematically. When he created the universe, he created it by numbers, mathematically. Amen? Hallelujah. He could have just done everything in one day. Amen? He could have just said, let there be light, let there be animals, let there be rain, whatever it is, let there be, and just said that in one day. But see, that's chaos. You can't do things chaotically. Amen. It has to be done in decency and order, and that's what our Creator is all about, putting things in order according to the pattern and the system of things that exist. Well, let me tell you, looking at the number three here, and it is used over 467 times in the Bible, and it means completeness. Amen. It is a spiritual number. There are 27 books in the New Testament, which is 3 times 3 times 3, which is completeness to the third power. Jesus prayed 3 times in the Garden of Gethsemane before his arrest. He was placed on the cross at the third hour of the day, which is 9 a.m., and died at the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m. Now listen to this. There were 3 hours of darkness that covered the land while Jesus was suffering on the cross. And then, as we also know and believe, that on the third day, hallelujah, for 3 full days and 3 full nights, hallelujah, totaling 72 hours, our Lord and Savior rose from the dead. So therefore, that is a spiritual significance. Amen, of the number three. Oh, there were also 3 individuals who witnessed Jesus' transfiguration on Mount Hermon. Those who saw Jesus' glory on the mount was 3, and the 3 disciples were John, Peter, and James. Amen. So the 3 has a very powerful, amen, significance. The 3 words that appear, well, let me, I can't read all of them because there's so much here. Let us go to another number, the number 4. What is the spiritual significance to 4? Well, the number 4 derives its meaning from creation. On the 4th day of what is called Creation Week, God completed the material universe, amen? That was on the 4th day. On the 4th day, he brought into existence our sun, the moon, and all the stars in heaven. And their purpose was not only to give off light, but also to divide the day from the night on earth, thus becoming a basic demarcation of time. They were also made to be a type of signal that would mark off the days, years, and seasons. That is why we have 4 seasons. We have, amen, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Those are the 4 seasons. isn't it very powerful and that we can look at this and really study it as though all that you have done and was able to learn what are the spiritual significance of numbers, because God created this. He created time for us. Remember the four seasons now. As I was said, we have, amen, we have spring, we have summer, we have, amen, see, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Those are the four seasons that we have. So we thank the Lord, amen, for the seasons. Hallelujah. Now let's see, what else do we have here? And I'm working on my computer. It is so much interference that is coming on here, but I can see it. Okay, here we are. All right. Now, that was for the number four. Let's see here. There he is. Ezekiel. You know, the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Well, Ezekiel saw four living creatures transporting a throne with four sides and four wheels. That was Ezekiel. So that was four. And, you know, and later on, you can find this for yourself, can continue to, you know, to research. Amen. Amen. It's important to learn. It says that because of ignorance, or let's say the lack of knowledge, we all will perish because we don't have the knowledge. All right, now, here's 40. And as we know that some of you have already mentioned that Moses was in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, which is completion. But there's more to 40. And let me tell you what that is. Also, during Moses' life, he lived 40 years in Egypt and 40 years in the desert before God selected him to lead his people out of slavery. Thus, he was 80 years old. Moses was also on Mount Sinai for 40 days and nights, and on two separate occasions. He also sent spies out to see the promised land for 40 days. The prophet Jonah powerfully warned ancient Nineveh for 40 days back its destruction would come because of its many sins. Amen. So the number 40 can also represent a generation of a man. Because of their sins after leaving Egypt, God swore that the generation of Israelites who left Egyptian bondage would not enter their inheritance into the promised land until after 40 years. So 40 is a very powerful number. It's usually, it's usually a time that we usually have to go through a period of either affliction. It can be 40 days. It can be 40 minutes. Amen. It can be 40 years. But usually that 40 is very powerful because it completes, amen, your wilderness experience. It completes your trials and your temptations that a woman or a man will go through in his life or her lifetime. If you notice, when you reach the age of 40, amen, if you can remember, there were significant changes that happened to our system and our body. Amen? Amen? And if you can recall that, some of you probably haven't even got to 40 yet. But keep on living. But if you have, amen, you can remember that your body went through some significant changes, amen, as soon as you reach the age of 40. And not only your body, but mentally, it says that a person doesn't really mature emotionally until they reach the age of 40, amen. And isn't that something? Amen. So you have to live in seasons. Everything works out in seasons. Let's take a look at the number 12 again. and says that the number 12 can be found in 187 places in the Bible. Revelation alone has 22 occurrences of the number 12. The meaning of 12, which considered a perfect number, is that it symbolizes God's power and authority, as well as serving as a perfect governmental foundation. It can also symbolize completeness, amen, or the nation of Israel as a whole. For example, Jacob had 12 sons, of which represented a tribe begin by a prince for 12 princes, amen. Ishmael also had 12 sons, amen. So God specified that 12 unleavened cakes of bread be placed every week in the temple with frankincense to each of the two piles that were to be made. So the number 12 is powerful. 12,000 from each tribe of Israel, which totaled 144,000, will receive salvation during the end time. Amen. So even New Jerusalem, amen, amen, has 12 gates. Amen. And each gate was fitted with jewels, different jewels, but the gates made of pearl, which are each manned by an angel. So there's 12 angels, hallelujah, of each gate. Amen. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. As we look at the number 12. And then, last and not least, is the number 7, in which we usually are very familiar with. Now, how many times is used in the Bible? 735 times. And then it's mentioned 54 times in the book of Revelation alone. The number 7 is the foundation of God's word. If we include with this count how many times sevenfold and 70th is used, our total jumps to 860 references in the Bible. 7 is the number of completeness and perfection, both physical and spiritual. It derives much of its meaning from being tied directly to God's creation of all things. Amen. The Bible as a whole was originally divided into 7 major divisions. The first division is the law. The second division, the prophets. The third are the writings. The fourth, Psalms, the God's Acts, the general epistles, the epistles of Paul, and the book of Revelation. The total number of originally inspired books were 49, or 7 times 7, demonstrating the absolute perfection of the Word of God. It proves that the Word of God is perfect. Amen. Now, I wanted to give this lesson to you so that, amen, that you would take notice of every breath that you breathe, even the beat of your heart. When you go to the doctor and he listens to your heart, there is a rhythm that your heart has, and they measure the count of your heartbeat per minute to determine how healthy your heart is. It is a rhythm, amen, which is a number. The musical scale, amen, the dominant musical notes in a musical scale, which is a perfect scale, is 7. Hallelujah. There are 7 dominant colors in the rainbow. Hallelujah. This is the perfectness why God uses numbers. How many months are there in a year? 12. Hallelujah. Why? Because that is the system. That's how God set it up to be for a purpose, so that we can be able to divide, amen, the seasons and the days and the times. There are 12 hours in the day, amen. It said 12 hours, amen, which it said 24 hours equals a whole day, amen. But you divide the 12 by 12, you got day and night coming together, which makes a whole day. Hallelujah. There are 7 days in the week. Learn how to use your days to be able to calculate the decisions that you make. Amen. If you want something to happen, a miraculous thing to happen in your life that you pray for, the Lord will show you how long you should wait. Matter of fact, let me tell you another tribute, is how long did it take for Daniel to be able to interpret a dream that he could not figure it out. Now, see, Daniel had the gift of interpreting dreams. Amen? That was the gift. He was a prophet. But it was one particular vision he had. He could not figure it out to save his life. And he prayed and he prayed and he prayed, but he could not find the purpose and the meaning of this vision. It took some time in order for, and I can't tell you too much because I'd give it all away, but it took some time, amen, it's the significance of numbers again. It took some time for him to be able, amen, to get the meaning of this particular vision. That will be next week's trivia that I'm going to give you, and I'll repeat it again but before we go off the air. Learn how, hallelujah, to figure out and to calculate your life, the steps that you take. It's important to plan. See, that's why God put time for us so that we can plan. How do we become successful in life is that by planning and preparation, which is based on days and time. Amen? That is what it's based on. So, amen, we have to learn how, hallelujah, to calculate. Math. God invented math for that reason. Oh, Lord, there's just so much that is in here that I can teach you. Because I'm going to tell you, I live by these principles. I call it spiritual principles or divine science. There's a reason why we have our service on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. It is not just by design. I just picked it out the air and said we'll have it at 9. No, 9 is a spiritual, very powerful number. Maybe I want you to research that. Do that on your own. It's not a tribute, but you will understand me more when you understand how I operate, amen? And then on Sundays, when we come together on Sundays, we broadcast on Sundays at 12 noon. Not traditionally, most churches, ministries, they have their service at 11. Well, that's fine, but my spiritual way of doing things is 12. There's a reason for that, amen? Hallelujah. So I recognize this. I want you all to send me something, and I'm going to help you. I want you to send me something. I want you to send me your birthday. Amen. Just send me your birthday, your month you was born, and the day in that month and the year. And I'm going to show you something. I'm going to research it for you, and I'm going to send you something back so that you can understand why you were born on the day that you were born and the year. And you will be able to have, amen. And I said, I done put myself on the spot, didn't I? Well, I'm good for that. It's all because I want you to be able to learn. I want you to have some knowledge, the spiritual knowledge. But my post office box, this is what you send it to. My post office box, 5033. Post office box, 85033, Westland, Michigan. And the zip is 48185. Post office box, write it down, 85033, Westland, Michigan, 48185. Now, you just send me your birth date. I know a lot of women don't want nobody to know how old they are. If you don't want to do that, that's okay. It's not a command. It's just to help you. And if you send that to me, I'll work it out for you and help us to keep this radio program on the air. As you send that, send a donation in as well, please. Amen. I truly appreciate that. It takes work to do what we're doing. Amen. And we got to stay on the air. You know, if you know, I come here and I'm not 100% in my health, but I'm still here. Amen. Because that's the work that I do for the Lord. Amen. So if you got that, that's 85033 Post Office Box, hallelujah, Westland, Michigan, 48185. And just send me your birth date. Your birth date. That's all I need. Send me your name, too, so I can know who you are, so that I can send it back to you. And that just be between you and I. If you want to share it, you can, but it's just some fun to help you to realize what is the significant and most powerful number, amen, in your daily life. Did you know that your phone number, did you know there's power in your phone number? Everyone doesn't have the same phone number. Well, now the way things are now, I remember the days that it was easier, but even your address, amen, it has a lot to do. The distance that you travel, the time that you wake up every morning, and the time that you lay down at night, amen. That means then your destiny can be in your hands if you knew how to navigate your life. Your health would even improve for a lot of things that you do. If you drink 9 swallows of water and read the 23rd Psalms, I'm giving you some here. If you drink 9 swallows of water as you read the 23rd Psalms, it would truly be a blessing to you. If you read the 23rd Psalm and drink, as you drink the water, just let it be 9 swallows. Amen. For that purpose. And let's see how you would be blessed. Amen. I'm just spilling out a whole lot of wisdom. Amen. To each and every one of you, because you've been so good to me. Amen. And I want you to learn how to fish for yourself, and you don't have to worry about somebody fishing for you. You have enough knowledge to throw the net on the right side of the boat, like Jesus told his disciples when they were fishing all night long and they could not catch a single fish. He said, well, you got it on the wrong side. Throw it on the right side of the boat. And they did exactly as Jesus said, and the net was so full with fish that they had to get some help, amen, to pull the net up into the boat, and it was filled with fish. So it depends on what side. It depends on the time. You ever heard of being at the right place at the right time? I say it again, the right place at the right time, amen. See, that our lives are filled with a pattern or system of things, which I would say numbers. God created that for a purpose. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. Remember, read the 23rd Psalms and drink. Not drink, but as you drink water, just swallow 9 times. Amen. 9 swallows. With the 23rd Psalms, and the Lord will truly bless your health. Amen. He will help you in every way that you can. As we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leadeth me into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Amen. I anointest my head with oil. I'm just giving you the 23rd Psalms. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And as you read that 23rd Psalms, 9 swallows of water afterwards. It will bless your business. It will bless your home. It will bless everything that you touch. And when you read that, God will truly bless you. Hallelujah. We're just having fun tonight. For those of you, amen, who do not have a church home and you're seeking for a church home, amen, we want you to remember Praises of Emmanuel Ministries until we have our building. Amen. You can tune in on every Sunday at 12 p.m. at the same station. Amen. It'll just be on Sundays at 12. And we'll be waiting for you. We'll be, hallelujah, praising the Lord. We'll be having church, amen, as church supposed to be. Hallelujah. It's just that I'll be with you here on the internet radio. Amen. But it is still church. Why? Because the church is you. You are the church. Amen. If we had a building and the building get burned down, do church stop? No. Because the believers are made up of the church. Hallelujah. So it is a blessing to have church right into the comfort of your home, wherever you at. Amen. Bring it into the comforts of your home. We thank every one of you, each and every one of you once again. We're going to get some rest now. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. And continue to pray for me and my wife as our health will improve. And remember, as the scripture says, amen, God can do anything. In Jesus' name. I'll see you next Wednesday. And this
how many of y'all
Sunday,
believe that God can do anything
day.
But fail?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know he can. It's all right. Yeah. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Yeah. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right.
Bye.
Yes, everyone.
And if you try God for yourself,